At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Wade Wilson, known as the Deadpool Killer, he was sentenced to death on Tuesday for the gruesome 2019 murders of two Florida women, crimes the prosecution described as killing for the sake of killing. Wilson, who's 30, remained emotionless as Circuit Judge Nicholas Thompson delivered the capital sentence, highlighting the particularly heinous nature of the crimes. Quote, "The evidence shows the murders were heinous, atrocious, and cruel, and that the second murder was cold, calculated, and premeditated," Judge Thompson stated. Wilson was found guilty in October of 2019 for the murders of Christy Melton, who's 35, and Diane Ruiz, who is 43. The jury unanimously recommended the death penalty, a decision the judge upheld without hesitation, noting there was no bias to overrule it. Prosecutors revealed that Wilson strangled Melton in her home after a drug-fueled sexual encounter. He then stole her car and, in a chilling sequence of events, used her phone to call his girlfriend, whom he assaulted. Rebuffed by her refusal to join him, Wilson then encountered Ruiz, luring her into the car under the guise of helping her. He later admitted to staging or strangling her before running over her multiple times, leaving her body unrecognizable. The case was about killing for the sake of killing, Assistant State Attorney Andreas Gardner emphasized during the trial. Strangulation is the epitome of life slipping through someone's hands. Despite the horror of his crimes, Wilson became a macabre figure of fascination, receiving thousands of letters, including explicit photos, from admirers during his 5 years in prison. Many supporters included misguided women, wrote Judge Thompson, imploring him to spare Wilson's life, citing his troubled past and mental health struggles. Wilson's defense argued that he suffered from brain damage due to drug addiction and abandonment issues, having given up for adoption by his biological parents. His adoptive parents also pled with the courts to spare his life, asserting that the human is still in there. In addition to murder charges, Wilson was also convicted of grand theft, burglary, battery, and petty theft. During Tuesday's sentencing, Circuit Judge Thompson inquired if there was any additional matters to address before concluding the case. Wilson's defense team then rose to make the final request. His attorney stated, "I recognize that Mr. Wilson has pending cases both here and elsewhere, but he has asked me to request that the court expedite his transfer to death row within your availability or within your available authority." In response to the request, Circuit Judge Thompson noted that Wilson's other cases would not be addressed until at least September 16th. Consequently, a date for his execution remains undetermined due to these unresolved charges. State Attorney Amira Fox, who has been in the legal field for 34 years, described Wilson as the most evil person she's ever encountered. The public greeted the sentence with applause, and Christine's cousin Samantha pledged to witness Wilson's execution. "This will not be the last time Wade Wilson sees us in a courtroom," she declared at a press conference. Diane Rue's father also expressed his intention to attend the execution, lamenting, "I don't get to tell her I love her before she was taken from us so cruelly, so cruelly." No.
I feel bad for everybody involved with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I do, I actually feel bad for his family because I think, you know, I don't think they had obviously anything to do with this and they love their son. But at the same time, look what he did.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a lot to deal with having a son on death row. But once again, just because you're on death row, he could be sitting on death row for 20 years.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean he's going to be executed quickly.
That never happens.
The only time it did was Timothy McVeigh with the Oklahoma City bombing. He was executed pretty quickly.
Was he?
Because I don't think, Yeah, it did not take that long. And in fact, I'll Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing right now.
On death. But he could be there quite a while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, these poor families, because it's appeal, 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 appeal. And I think that was what happened with Timothy McVeigh. He just said no appeals. Not appealing anything.
He was on death row for a little over 6 years.
Which is pretty fast, because there are people in Kansas who have been on death row for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
They haven't executed anybody here in, oh my gosh, I don't know the last time.
Yeah.
But 6 years is pretty fast.
And that's the sad part.
Exactly.
Is that is considered fast for something like this.
You know, because a lot of, they just don't do it that often anymore. But I also see why he got that sentence.
Yeah.
What he did, he killed them just to kill them. You know, it was almost like a high or for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't say no and he did it and seemed to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then he confesses all that to his poor dad, which I can't imagine what that would have been like.
Yeah.
But it's just so evil. And so I actually hope he doesn't appeal. I hope they do give him the death sentence. And if that's what he wants.
Yeah. Just end
then
it.
Then I say that's what you should get.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Not getting out.
I think there should be something about mail in jail where by sending a letter to any inmate, you consent that it will be read. And if you're like writing love letters to this person, you are then consenting to have a psychological evaluation done. Yeah, at which point...
Well, we will publish all of his mail.
Yeah.
We'll just put it up so everybody can see what you're sending.
And address.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, when BTK, because he's in jail about 30 miles from where I live, and he really fed off of the news reports. Like, he always liked that.
He still does.
He liked this game. And I don't know what kind of access they have given him now, but I know when they first unlocked him up, they wouldn't give him any magazines or newspapers or anything because he was riding the high from it.
Yeah.
It's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He was getting satisfaction out of that.
Yeah.
And this guy is so weird too. He's got the weird face tattoos. He murders people. He doesn't even care. Who are these people? They're like, I want to send that guy a love letter.
I know. Yeah.
A really nasty photo of myself.
I think that should be, I'm betting you go and investigate the person that's sending a letter like that. You're probably going to find other charges that can be brought at that point. And you're probably actually going to rescue a lot of kids from a horrible situation too, with unfit parents that may be doing that.
Absolutely.
I just think, you want like an easy way to find who's somewhat of a danger to society. Just look up those people.
Yeah.
Just look them up. And you'll save a life or two if they could be stopped.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.